Jesus. Good morning, everyone. This is Deacon Up coming to you again from Power in Unity Ministries. Computer wants to act up again, and this is a pretty new computer, so I just really don't understand, except I do. The devil doesn't like these videos, but God has put his approval upon them. He has asked me to do them, and they are coming forth one way or the other. So this morning, I want to give you a vision that I had that is a little bit different, but it is so it should explode on the inside of you, okay? So close your eyes and see if you can visualize with me this morning. I saw the Lord as he was coming up from the earth, and there was people bowing before him, but there were few. There wasn't a lot, but they were bowing and they were praying as he was lifted up from the earth. He was being lifted up, and I could see him in this glowing, such a glowing white garment that it was blinding. It was so glowing. But I could see it from ahead of his toe, from his head to his toes. But as he got lifted up higher and higher, trying to see it and to say it the way I saw it, the people that were praying began to stand up, and they began to worship, and they began to pray louder and louder and louder. They began to praise the Lord. And as they began to praise the Lord, there was like a river. There was a river that was began to flow out from underneath his feet. And as this river began to flow, as he was lifted up, people began to come from everywhere, and they began to worship the Lord by the hundreds and the thousands. Hallelujah, Shandai Ramasaya. Glory be to God. They began to worship him, and they were coming from everywhere, all over the world. Hallelujah. To worship this one true God. And this river became a flood of souls that are being won for him. Hallelujah. God is telling us we are going to be the generation that is going to see the miraculous happen again. We're going to see this last harvest of souls come in, and we're going to be a part. Don't say not me, because God says, yes, you. Hallelujah. Hear what he has to say. You, the Lord said, I'm saying, never leave us any doubt, revealing what the enemy is all about. Is that not God? He doesn't leave us, but he's constantly telling us. Exposing the enemy, a true sign of your love for all mankind. Isn't this what he is and what he's been doing? His arms, and then he says, my arms are outstretched for all to see. Rebirth and peace is all in me. He says, I am your protector, your healer, your peace and friend, and I will be with you to the age's end. Alpha and Omega, I am is my name. Yesterday, today, forever, I am the same, my Lord and my God. Giving you my spirit and my son, as you surrender, we become one. My God, do you see who's talking? It is our Father. The blood of my son, believing in him, washes away all of your sin. My spirit guiding every day, saving souls all along the way, helping blessings by weight and measure, souls for Christ, heaven's greatest treasure. My Lord and my God, what else do we have to take with us to glory? We can't take any of these earthly possessions, but we can take souls that we have won for him. What a blessing, my eyes, to see people bowing and worshiping thee. Hell loses, heaven gains, as we all have to call on Jesus' name. You are the beginning and the end, our closest and our dearest friend. my Lord and my God. Just every now and then got to stop and say something myself. As we each run this race, we are all covered by your amazing grace, my Lord and my God. And then he says, love conquers all, and all means all. Whether the winter, summer, spring, or fall, in the midst of trouble and strife, prayers put demons to flight. Seek my face in the midst of the storm, when you are tattered and torn. I will help you to see the light, causing demons to run in fright. I just got to repeat these two. Come on, people. His love and love. He is love and it conquers all. He says all means all. All means all. It doesn't leave this little bit out of here or what you hid in this closet. Love conquers all. Whether it's winter, summer, spring, or fall. In the midst of trouble and strife, prayer. How important is prayer? Puts demons to flight. Prayer is our communication with God. How often do you get alone with him? Seek my face in the middle of a storm when you are tattered and torn, and I will help you to see the light, and that light will put the demons to flight. Woo, hallelujah. The battles are mine, you see. Demons see it is me. In thee, hallelujah. Demons want you to wallow in the valley, but I say it is time to rally. Light is meant to be put up on a stand to show the love of the great I am. Come on, people, you hear what he's saying this morning. Light is meant to be put on a stand, not hid under a bushel. Hallelujah. We are the salt of the earth. Hallelujah. We are the light in the world today. We are his hands and his feet and his eyes and his mouth and his ears today. Hallelujah. Ooh, hallelujah. We are the body of God led by Christ. Hallelujah. My Lord and my God, we are one under him. Hallelujah. Light is meant to be put on a stand to show the love of the great I am, causing the wounded to rise, seeing the enemy's disguise. You see, when we serve Christ, he lets us see the enemy and his ploys and his schemes and all those things that where he tries to steal our dreams. He lets us see. He opens our spiritual eyes. My Lord and my God. Come on, listen to this. Your joy and peace he comes to steal. I, the Lord of hosts, say, I appeal. Return their joy, their heart's desire. Fill their soul with Holy Ghost fire. Hallelujah. Woo, glory, Amahishandai. Let joy spring forth as they hear our voice. Let peace reign. As more of you get, we gain, my Lord and my God, there is nothing, nothing like the love and the joy and the peace that God gives. God is love, and it casts out all fear, body, soul, or spirit. It casts out all fear. Jesus said in John 14, I give you my peace, peace that the world cannot take away. And in John 15, he says, I give you joy, my joy. Hallelujah. And the word of God says, rejoice in the Lord. Always again, I say rejoice, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. It's when we get to looking around and we're seeing all the chaos going down and we forget why and who it is that we're serving and why we're serving him and what he did and who he is. And that's the devil's plan, to steal your dreams and your visions. My Lord and my God, your joy and peace he comes to steal. I, the Lord, the host, I say, I appeal. Return their joy, their heart's desire, and fill their soul with Holy Ghost fire. Let joy spring forth as we hear your voice. Let peace reign as more of you we gain. I cannot imagine how you hold us so tight while around the enemy you tighten the rope. I didn't even say that. My spirit is so high right now. Let me go rephrase that like it says it here. I cannot imagine how you hold us so close while around the enemy you tighten the rope. But God can do all things. A pit for him you have prepared, saying, come closer if you dare. Woo, hallelujah. Satan turns and walks away, but come on, he will try another day. Listen to what my spirit says. Walk in faith and do not tread. Ooh, hallelujah. Be strong and you will see the sun turn 1 degree. He's now giving us a revelation. He just goes from this to that and we talk back and forth. Isn't that awesome? If we listen, God hears. And when we hear, he listens. My Lord and my God, be strong and you will see the sun turn 1 degree. The four winds rumble and the enemy tumble. Be strong and you will see the sun turn 1 degree. What did he say yesterday or the day before? He talked about how the waters would turn. My Lord and my God, he's in charge of all the lands and the sea. Hear what he's trying to tell us today. The four winds are rumbling and the enemy is tumbling. Hallelujah. I am the master of land and sea. Is there anything too hard for me? My Lord and my God. Then he ends by saying, may faith and trust in you every day, in you guide us every day. This is me saying. Discernment and wisdom direct our way. May we understand truth will always prevail and the enemy will always fail. Hear this again. May faith and trust in you guide us every day. Wisdom and discernment direct our way. May we understand truth will always prevail and the enemy will always fail. That's the promise from the Lord. Hallelujah. Let us pray. This morning, we declare that you are God and worthy of all praise and honor and glory. We declare that every evil plan that has been devised to come against our lives, our families, our ministries, our health, our wealth, or anything pertaining to us will fail. By the authority of Jesus' name, we break every chain, every fetter, every curse, every spell of witchcraft, everything that has been spoken over us, our families, our ministries, every demonic plan, ploy, plot, and scheme that would try to hinder the plan and purpose of God for our life is now broken. In the name of Jesus Christ, who holds all power and authority over every principality, power, dominion, and might, not only in this age, but in that which is to come. And we claim victory, for he has put all things under our feet. We declare that the blood of Jesus that was shed at Calvary covers us, our families, our ministries, our finances, our health, everything pertaining to us. Christ is our Savior, our healer, our provider, our protector, our avenger, our defender, our best friend, and so much more. We come against weariness and laziness and complacency and unbelief and doubt. We speak to our flesh and our soul by the Spirit of the Almighty God that lives in us. We speak to it and tell it to come into line. We refuse to yield to the fleshly desires. We speak line up according to the purpose in God's plan that was designed and written from before we were formed in the womb of our mothers. So by the authority of Jesus and the power of his blood and his everlasting dominion of this age and that which is to come, we claim victory over everything pertaining to us this day, for this is the day the Lord has given to us. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. All praise, honor, and glory belong to God, Yeshua, and the Holy Spirit today and every day. Amen and amen. Whoo, hallelujah to God. There is power in the name of Yeshua, the Christ, the anointed one, the only begotten Son of God, the Messiah. Hallelujah. There is power and authority in his name. Use it when the enemy comes against you today. I gotta go. I love you so much more, but I want you to know God loves you so much more.